Communication is a union of two or more parties. WHO have opened their intention to each other to understand each other's view and goals. Ultimately, communication is primarily listening, analyzing and caring to understand the other person's views and viewpoints. We learn mega times more about ourselves and others when we are listening in a sincere way than we could ever learn while speaking. This makes the primary path to meaningful relationships is listening in a sincere way and analyzing what you heard. Mastering listening is very important because it will show you exactly what words and how to arrange them when it is your turn to speak. By listening carefully, one can identify where the stumbling blocks occur when communicating. When you teach yourself how to sincerely listen to the view across from you and in a caring way, then all you need to know about speaking will become clear. The common sense rules about speaking. The common sense rules about speaking are to acknowledge what the other person said before offering your view or change of subject. Next is to start your sentences with I as opposed to starting them with you. This avoids the sense of attack and avoids the need for defense. Finally, understanding that words, before we use them, come with multiple meanings, similar sounds and spellings. Add to that, we are all in tight social groups where we share or agree on the meanings of the words we use. But across groups, these meanings are different and we see miscommunication, confusion and people with their feelings deeply hurt. When people's feelings get deeply hurt, it can lead to many regretful actions. Truth be told, a word on a piece of paper has no value over you. Truth be told, a word on a piece of paper has no value over you. It has no power over you. A word spoken by another person is still a word. Because there is so much confusion and lack of universality of meanings, it will lead to miscommunication. You are the decider of how much weight or power you allow a word or phrase to have over you. If you let a word or phrase set you into a rage, then you have let that word or phrase have power over you. Do you believe the word has more power or that you have more power? Part of your daily life speech and communication. Since we know what you answered, you can take this obvious truth and make it a part of your daily life speech and communication, and the words and phrases will no longer have power over you. Changing you look at this is easy to do on paper and conceptually. When put into practice, it is the same as anything you try for the first time. It will be awkward and time-consuming at first, but like any new endeavor, it will become easier each new time you put it into practice. What should I do next? First, set a goal based on most important to me list. Second, apply yourself based on intention and not on the clock.